He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. It's repeat, 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 repeat. Can I say it? Four. I'm saying already. Four. Already off script. My name is Emerson and you're not, but welcome to School Talk here on Giant 90.9 244-WBDG 244-9234. Get in where you can fit in, but you can't get in. You can't get in. You can call because I'm four today. I'm four today. I'm four tomorrow. I'm four tomorrow. I'm just four all over the place. SchoolTalk1 at yahoo.com. Just happy to be on the air. My producer,
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I need more coffee.
I don't think you need more
I need more coffee. Too early in the morning. I need coffee. I need some caffeine. My mom was here. I need something to drink. When I was a little kid, and I was sleepy, and they woke me up, and they gave me some coffee. I couldn't go back. I'm sorry. Welcome to School Talk, y'all. Hey, I got a guest today.
I do have an awesome guest
in the studio. Awesome. And I can't wait to talk to her about her daddy. I'm just kidding. He's going to get me, but I'm going to get in trouble today. But no, I got an awesome guest in the studio. I'll talk about some awesome thing with Ben Davis Girls Golf Team. Awesome. Off to an awesome start. Say that 10 times. If you can. Go. I'm serious. Go ahead. I'm just kidding. Don't try that. But we got an awesome guest in today. Claire Thompson is our guest. She's on the Ben Davis Girls golf team. We're going to talk some golf stuff. That's why I'm four all over the place. Before I get to my big four, I got a big.
The Big Four.
All right. Be sure to catch your Ben Davis Giants tonight at Avon. The kickoff is at 7 p.m. and the pregame show starts right here at WBDG at 6 p.m. October 1st is the Indy Westside College Fair from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in the Ben Davis MPA. Be sure to visit bdspotlight.com for all the latest BD news. And be sure to go to audiobook.fm and search for WBDGFM for podcasts and archives. And the show will re-air Sunday at 2 o'clock. That's been another issue of...
Big time information, because these young folks here at Ben Davis High School are doing some awesome things here at the school at the high school level, and man, it's just awesome things that they're doing. And my guest today is going to talk about some of those awesome things that our kids are doing here on the west side at Ben Davis High School. So before I run my mouth anymore, push the magic button. Welcome to the magic show. Big time welcome to Ben Davis Girls Basketball. Basketball. I want to play basketball now. Big Ben Davis Girls Golf. Claire Thompson, good morning.
What's up?
Welcome to School Talk.
Thanks.
Yeah, glad to have your high five. Yeah, no camera, we just jamming high five. Hey, we're going to talk about golf, education and golf. Before I get to my big time questions, are you going to college?
Yes, I am going to go to college.
Where are you going
to
go?
I'm thinking about Norwich University, but I'm not completely sure
Norwich,
yet.
Norwich, that's any kin to Manwich?
No, I wish.
Sandwich University.
No, I really wish. That'd be great if they showed you like some free sandwiches.
That'd be kind of cool. Manwich great. University. All students go to Manwich University, get free Manwich sandwiches for life when you graduate. That'd be kind of cool. But anyway, where is that located at?
Vermont.
Vermont? Oh, mm-hmm. I saw that. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Major, what would major be?
Criminal justice.
Oh, high five again. Yeah. Former law enforcement officer myself, criminal justice. Go for it. I don't like bad guys. Don't like bad guys and don't like sagging. So go for it. Coming up, also on the big board, August 30th. Y'all got a golf match, don't you? Is that still on? Ryan Colley? Is that this year or that last schedule? When's your next game?
Our next match is today, actually.
Day's 29th. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And who's it against?
It is against.
Really, it's against yourself sometimes, but still.
I think it's Ron Colley.
Ron Colley? Okay.
Because we're playing at Oak Tree.
Oh, hey, that's a Morris Day song. Oak Tree. I get in trouble with the names of
but
songs.
But I could be wrong who we're playing against. Okay. Don't take me on that.
That's cool. We can go on the internet and check that out. Probably won't. But one thing about about golf, and I want to find out why you picked that sport, what it means to you. I like watching it. I played it one time, and John Easter, Mr. Easter, he will appreciate this. I played one time on the Brickyard, one round of golf on the Brickyard, and it was, I didn't know what I was doing, but I had a ball. It was a foursome, you know, and it was kind of creepy, crazy, because some of the guys on my team, I guess when they missed a shot, they threw their club.
That is not nice course etiquette there. Don't throw clubs. I used to do that, actually.
Yeah. We will talk about some of the etiquette on the some things you should do and some things you shouldn't do while you're on the golf course. But golf, why golf?
My family, both my parents play golf. And ever since I was little, they just put a golf club in my hand and I've played. And I don't know, I've always just loved playing the game and getting out there, so.
Mm-hmm. What does it do for you when you're out there on the course? I've seen some things on the internet that I want to talk about. And I'm going to ask you that question first. I'm going to go into what I'm thinking about, and then you let me know if I'm thinking the wrong things. But what you think about?
I don't know. I think the thing I enjoy most about golf is when I'm out there, it definitely challenges my mental game, because mm-hmm. golf is 90% mental and 10% like physical and doing your mechanics. Mm-hmm. And I have definitely had a hard time with the whole mental side, because I remember when I was like younger, I would have a bad shot. I'd be like those guys and like want to like throw my club or hit it on the ground. I'd be like, oh, no. And my coach would be like, no, Claire, stop. And I'd be like, okay, calm down. And it's just, it's such a fun game, because I think it's one of the most challenging games mm-hmm. because it's 90% mental.
Okay.
And being able to keep your, what's the word?
Focus.
Yeah, together after mm-hmm. you have a bad hole.
Mm-hmm.
Like even in like a 9-hole round, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I had a 10 on one hole, mm-hmm. which is really bad. And
coach is not listening, hopefully. No.
Oh, yeah. And I had to like force myself to remain focused and just bring back my like pars and a couple birdies there. And it's hard to do because you're so frustrated that uh-huh. you just had a like a bad hole. But you
so
have to
if you so if you bogey, and I know some about bogey. So mm-hmm. you terminology, if you bogey, it means you just
yeah, you're one stroke over the like given par or okay. number that you're supposed to have for that.
But your next hole, you can be having like an adrenaline rush. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you can go for an eagle or. Yeah. You can, you know.
Definitely.
Okay. Cool. Now, one thing in that with golf, isn't it like okay, football? You're going against another team, mm-hmm. and someone's trying to stop you from making a touchdown. In basketball, going against another team, someone's trying to make you stop you from making a basketball shot. But in golf, are you playing against yourself in a sense, because there's no one out there blocking the hole? It's one between you and a little itty bitty old ball. I don't know how y'all hit that little itty bitty old ball. That I don't understand. Maybe explain that to me, because I don't get that at all. How you hit that little bitty old ball? I mean, I tried.
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
Because when I was out there, I was swinging like a crazy man, and my ball never went anywhere. So that's why it was a foursome. Mm-hmm. So when my ball didn't go nowhere, someone else hit it, and we used their ball because my ball never moved from mm-hmm. the pin. But how did so? It's a game against yourself, in a sense?
I would definitely say it's a game against yourself. A lot of times, my co-captain Ellie and I will mm-hmm. play against each other because we're always competing for that number one spot. It gets kind of competitive sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely a game against yourself, because even though you're like having that friendly competition, right. it's really about beating your personal score.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Now, you got to be healthy.
Yes.
I mean, because you're doing a lot of bending over. So it's got to be something there for health reasons. So it would prolong life, because you got to bend over. You got a lot of walking.
A lot of walking. My feet hurt a lot sometimes after like an 18-hole round. I'll just be like, can I sit down now? And I'm mm-hmm. like, yeah.
So I went on the internet. I checked out some things, you know, some of the reasons why golf is good, or what golf does for mm-hmm. you. And I think about from a student perspective, when we're looking at young people and education, and one of the reasons it said it prolongs life. Playing golf prolongs life because of the exercise. Would you agree with that? Because I guess you're bending over, you're walking, you're not standing in one spot. You're out there in the air. You got to walk fast. Yeah, because you got people behind you and people in front of you.
Yeah, they always tell us to keep up with the group in front of us. I would agree with it if you're walking the course, but if you're like riding in a golf cart, I don't know about that.
Concentration. It improves concentration.
That is a true statement.
Now, have you ever been able to see a correlation between that and studying?
Yes, but my studying habits aren't very good.
Now, can you use anything from golf to help you in your home studies as far as concentration? Because then, go back again, look at that ball. How do you look at that ball? Because you got to look at the ball, and the ball's got to see how it's got to get bigger in your mindset. So what's your approach? When you go up to a tee, how do you look at that ball and to be able to hit it?
I kind of just, like, first of all, like, calm, like, what I'm doing, because there's normally, like, people around, like, parents or, like, other players, and just focusing and trying to, like, tune everyone out. And then I'll go up and address the ball and look at it and be like, you're going to follow what my mind is thinking. But that doesn't always happen. But I definitely try to just focus on hitting the ball in my target, not so much the mechanics. Because if you start thinking too much in golf, that's a bad story. You're going to be for the rest of the... Because when you're like thinking about what you're doing, then you're going to try to overcorrect something.
Okay.
And you're going to try to force the ball to go somewhere instead of just letting the club do the work.
Is it addictive? Can you get, not to the point you're throwing a drug addict. Oh, I'm playing golf in my sleep. But do you want to play golf in the wintertime?
Sometimes, yeah. But I also play ice hockey, so I don't have a lot of time to do other sports.
But ice hockey, once again, you got another stick, you're hitting a little ball, so you're
yeah.
a puck in this case. And then one of the things I've seen about, as a young person, and young people struggle with this, and I think some adults struggle with this also, being mature. I said that. Yes, some adults are not mature. But I think golf helps you be more mature. You're forced to grow up a little bit, maybe faster than you would like to be if you wasn't playing golf.
I think in the high school age group, I do believe that. But I've been to, like, my brother used to be a member at the Country Club of Indianapolis. And we played with some other guys. And those guys need to work on their maturity level. Like, they hit a bad ball, and there are some words that you need to bleep out here and there, and it's like, okay.
I did say some adults need to grow up also, you know, because I did the foursome that I was with. He was throwing clubs, and it was kind of funny when he missed his shot, but I guess he was really, really, really into what he's trying to do, but his mechanics were off, so therefore he was not hitting that little white ball where it needed to go, and I couldn't do it, but I was just having fun. But if you can't hurt yourself if you're not in shape. You can't hurt yourself if you twist the wrong way. So you got to keep your mind and your body together.
Yeah, and we also do, or we try to do, like, team stretches before, or individual stretching before, like, we go out, because you need to be, like, limber-ish before you go out and play, because otherwise you could, like, hit a ball and, like, through the process of actually making contact with the ball, everything is, like, strained to, like, it's max.
Okay.
And so you could, like, pull maybe a hammy or some muscle in your arm. So it's definitely very important to stretch before.
Do you have a mentor?
I used to. I haven't gone to him for a while because I went to camp this summer and I got back for the start of school.
How about on a professional out there that you mentor or watch on TV? Or did you watch on TV before you started playing it? Since your family was playing a lot, you were doing it, not only watching TV.
I think I didn't like watching it when I was little because I just would sit there and it's like, what is this game? Like, it was kind of boring to me. But now that I've, like, grown, I've, like, grown to, like, appreciate the game more. And I definitely do watch more. My favorite golfer is Rory McIlroy, and he's doing pretty well right now.
So. Number one in the world. If I'm not mistaken,
I believe you're correct.
I think he's number one. I watched a little. I do like watching golf. It is kind of fun to watch if you get into it mm-hmm. and follow the players, and then you see the ones that are down and see how fast they can come back, you know, with a birdie or an eagle when they just mm-hmm. do a bogey. So for some terminology, a bogey is not good and an eagle is. Mm-hmm. Difference between the two?
Okay, so a bogey is one stroke over your, like, the strokes given for that hole. Mm-hmm. So if it was a four, that means you shot a five. And then an eagle would be two shots under that. So if it was a par five, that means you got a three.
So you're going out to, you want to make pars?
Yes.
Okay, if you can't make a par, what's better than a par?
Birdie.
A birdie. What's better than a birdie?
Eagle.
Is there something better than the eagle?
Double eagle.
A double eagle.
I don't know. I've never seen that done. So
that's basically hitting the ball one time and it goes right into the hole.
Well, it depends maybe. On what hole you're right. on. Like a par three, that'd just be a mm-hmm. hole in one and that'd be an eagle. But if you were on a par four, mm-hmm. a double eagle would definitely be just one stroke and it's in. And then par five would be two strokes.
So you could be down two or three strokes and then all of a sudden, but one shot, you're back.
If you're that good and you get that lucky, yes.
Wow. That'd be awesome. That would be awesome. But be awesome. But it seems like folks that do start playing golf while they're young, it turns into a game for their lifetime. Why? Mm-hmm. Why is that?
I don't know. I think it's something you can just like always go back to, even mm-hmm. if you don't like play it in college or like go away from it for a while. It's like riding a bike. You know how to play and you just go out and play because it's something enjoyable to do. And I more for like the guys, it's just, you know, that Sunday game that you go out and the wife's always like, you always are playing golf on Sundays. Like, but I just think it's a fun game to play with your family or just in general, because you were talking about your foursome. Mm-hmm. You're playing a scramble, okay. which is definitely fun, which is you take the best ball of the four of you and you play with that ball.
Right.
So I think it's just a fun game that it just stays with you.
And what's Ben David's record right now? The girls.
Pretty sure we're undefeated, so that 4-0, I think.
You would know if they beat you. Yeah, he did a golf ball. Yeah, that's awesome. Push the magic button for 4-0. Whoa! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah, we're gonna take a small 30-second break here. I'll come back, talk about some more reasons why you want to play golf, and talk about some things you don't need to do or you shouldn't do on the golf course. This should be kind of interesting. So come on back and we'll talk some more. School talk stuff. Yeah, come on back.
My son Aiden has asthma. Secondhand smoke has triggered his asthma so badly, he ended up in the emergency room and spent multiple nights in intensive care. Now he's on a whole bunch of medications. My tip to you is, don't be shy about telling people not to smoke around your kids.
Half of U.S. kids are exposed to secondhand smoke. If you or someone you know wants help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
He's up. Okay, here we go. Now, okay, Claire Thompson, she's up to the ball. And now she's up ready. She's giving her tea. Her shoe! Now, that gets you in trouble, won't it? Somebody sneezes when you get ready to hit the ball. They just sneeze and you get ready to hit. Her shoe!
I'd have to back up and like restart my whole routine.
I mean, that would just drive you crazy because you got to concentrate. I've seen them walk up to the ball. They stare at the little ball, look down, look up, look way down there, look at the ball, look way down. Then they get their position and somebody sneezes and they got back up again.
Yeah. One time during a pro tour, Tiger Woods approached the ball and like was in his like mid swing and a bird like flew in his face and he was like hitting the ball, and so that wasn't
a do-over.
No do-over.
Wow, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Some of the more reasons why you should play golf. Golf gets you closer to nature, you know, because you're out there, you got the sounds of the birds, mm-hmm. the tree, look at the birds, and then the tree, the nature. So that is very, 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 very helpful and therapeutic, in my opinion. Now, some of the things you shouldn't do, and I don't know if you do any of these, and that's not really things you shouldn't do. I think they have a thing called golf etiquette. Tee time. Let's talk about tee time. Is a time you do what?
Tee time is when you actually tee off.
Now, they say you shouldn't be late for your tee time.
No.
Why?
Because it should be, if you sign up for, let's say, a 4:25 tee time because they have really weird times.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a group behind you that wants to go off, and if you're late, you can either lose your tee time or make the group behind you have to wait for you. So it's just like etiquette to go out, be there on time so you can, everyone can get their game in when they need to. Because the group behind you, someone in that group could have some important meeting or something, mm-hmm. and they'll wow. be late if you like don't get there on your tee time. So
that goes back into slow play. So if you're playing not as fast as mm-hmm. you should be, if you're, and if someone's behind you, that can cause some issues on the...
If you're in a tournament, mm-hmm. they just have to wait. But if you're just on the course, you can sometimes like let the group behind you play through.
Mm-hmm.
I most of the time like people play through if they're playing faster than I am. Mm-hmm. If I'm not in a tournament, just because.
Oh, you let them just go by you.
Mm-hmm.
You let the hit.
You can like hit your drive, and then if they're like waiting for you, uh-huh. then you can like just go over to the side, and they'll hit their ball and play through.
That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they mark their ball? I've seen them. They hit or they
on the green.
Yeah.
I mark my ball too. Like if you're the first one on the green and you go mark your ball, it's so other people don't hit your ball, because if someone hits your ball on the green, it's a 2-stroke penalty against them for hitting your ball.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
oh, I'm marking my ball. Sure. No, well, then again, what if you hit my ball, yeah, you get a penalty. That means I'm winning. Hit my ball. Go ahead. Please hit. I can't dollar you hit my ball. Please. One thing you don't want to do is say, don't stand too close behind or in front of another player when they're hitting.
That's
probably an obvious reason for that, because mm-hmm. you get popped, but...
especially like on the putting green,
uh-huh.
that's just their bubble, focus bubble, and if you're like hovering around them, then mm-hmm. they're going to like lose focus, and it's not fun to have someone like right next to you, because I know in practice sometimes we'll practice with someone like standing right in front of us,
mm-hmm.
and so we can like focus and they'll be like talking to us and we're trying to like focus on like the putt, because mm-hmm. sometimes you're going to have distracting like situations, and being able to train your mind to just focus on what you're doing in that moment. So
once again, focusing on something. Correlate that back to class and then a topic in your classroom, some studies, mm-hmm. some work. You're learning skills here on the golf course that you can use in real life. That's kind of cool. You talked about being quiet while the other person hits,
mm-hmm.
while the other person hits the ball. I think that's just common courtesy, mm-hmm. the right thing to do. Once again, it can cause issues on the golf course. Once again, you learn another life skill that you can use out there in the public, when knowing when to be quiet, be polite, saying the right thing, mm-hmm. knowing when not to talk or when talk, when to talk. Talk. Play ready golf. Always moving. As you walk to take the next shot, are you thinking about the next shot?
Sometimes. If it's a bad shot, I try to focus on the next shot, because you can always recover from mm-hmm. one bad shot. And it's really bad if you focus on what you did wrong in the last one, mm-hmm. because then your mind's going to try to overcompensate for like what you did wrong. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, like was my backswing off, or like did I not follow through all the way? And just focusing on that next shot, because each shot is like a new game.
Wow.
That's like what we...
Wow.
I've been taught. Each shot is a new game. So you have a new target for each shot, and you're trying to get to that target. So.
That makes so much sense, because when you're teeing up, you're back to square root one mm-hmm. already. You went through a whole routine.
Mm-hmm.
Could be 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5 shots, double bogey.
Yeah.
If it could be. And then that makes a lot of sense. Repair the damage to the course. No, you got to go ahead. Brie, you got a question?
Oh, no, I was just.
She got. Folks say 4. I'm just kidding. We're gonna be 4. But picking up 4, why do you yell 4? I'm playing games with 4, but
honestly,
got my 4 minutes left. But
someone created the word, and I'm not really sure why.
Mm-hmm.
I remember hearing about it, but I was just always taught to say 4, and I'm not really sure why we say it.
I know I've seen this when someone's behind you has hit the ball, and the ball maybe went where it wasn't supposed to go, and, mm-hmm. and they holler 4, lets you know that there's an errant stray ball coming.
Mm-hmm.
Coming. It's coming.
you must run. The ball is coming your way.
I can just see the announcer now, because they always whisper.
Mm-hmm.
And now Claire Thompson, she's up in, on a par four. She's at the 18th hole. And if she wins this ball, she gets it. She'll win. She'll be the champion of Ben Davis High School girls of golf. She tees up. What?
A bird. A truck. Hot you.
She misses the shot.
Four.
Oh, she's going. Wow, she's going great. No, but they always whisper. I like how they whisper on TV. But I think back in the day when they used to whisper, I know because they were real right up next to the players. But I've seen on TV now, they could be in a tree somewhere, a stand. Or somewhere up in a elevator shaft or something, looking down. But they still whisper, and she's going to hit the ball. If she wins, she gets hamburgers for a day. Mickey D's, you know. But I can see a correlation between playing golf and education and studying and life skills.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you see that?
I definitely do, but I can say that my studying skills not very good. Like, the other day, I had a test in statistics, and I told my mom, like, the day before I had it, she was like, have you studied? I was like, no. She's like, do you know what you're doing? I was like, yes. And she's like, why don't you study? I was like, because I know it. She's like, well, you better get a good score, or else, you know, I'm going to have to take your phone away. And, you know, when parents then take technology away, it's like death nowadays.
We will take your phone away. It will go into a black hole. You'll never see it again. You won't talk to your friends. Never.
Yes, ma'am. I know that now. But still, I feel like, you know, with that, even with that answer there,
mm-hmm.
it's confidence. You gain confidence knowing that I got this, ma'am. I got this.
That's one of the biggest things in golf is definitely having that confidence mm-hmm. because on the putting green, this happens to me a lot. I'll have maybe like a 3-foot putt, which you should always make 3-foot putts.
Mm-hmm.
And if something's like going through my head, if I'm trying to think too much, they're thinking again, bad. Yeah. Like, then I'm not confident in my shot. And I'll either like, a lot of times I'll either push the ball so it goes to the right, or I'll like pull the club over so it goes to the left, because right. I'm trying to direct it too much. I'm not just trying to do like my natural swing.
Mm-hmm.
And so just being like focused and being able to like have that confidence that what you're doing, that you know that this club is right, or this like back stroke is like long enough. It's just, it's got to be there.
Awesome. Well, Claire Thompson, I can see where you're going to excel well in golf. I can see where this will help you in your education and the things you want to do. I can see a lot of life skills.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage you to keep on doing what you're doing. The Ben Davis girls are 4-0. I think the next match is with Ron Colley. Go out there and smash them. I don't know if that's good golf terminology, smash them or not, but go smash them anyway. But we could talk more about this. I got myself a golf lesson today. I appreciate it. I like what you're doing. Keep on doing it. And, hey, just keep it up and go to college. Play golf in college. Get that get a golf scholarship, can't you?
I could, but Norwich doesn't have a golf team.
Yeah, well, go to Manwich. They might have one.
Manwich.